You're listening to The Lara Coates Show on Sirius XM Urban View.
We know America remains an idea, and unfortunately, full equality in America remains an idea, but ideas can be realized. And to quote Nelson Mandela, a man who knows a great deal about what can be in terms of combating legislatively sanctioned inequality, is that everything seems impossible until it happens. Well, one of the things that have been happening and one of the ways in which we as a nation and we as a community have been trying to ensure that there is equity, to ensure that there is opportunity, and to ensure that there is the access to some of the most basic human rights, including education, has been none other than the UNCF. And I want just to draw attention to this, what's happening, because we are joined now today by Tony Signore, who is the founder and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial Scholarship Program. And he is a member of UNCF, New York's Leadership Council. Tony Signore is also the CEO and managing partner of Taylor Global. He joins us now. How are you, Tony?
I am terrific. Thank you very much, Laura, for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about what got you involved as a member of the UNCF's New York Leadership Council.
Well, you just touched on it earlier. When it comes to the idea of basic rights and equality, going back hundreds of years, you can always bring it right back to what can help close the gaps. And we're talking about education. And that is the reason why I absolutely wanted to dive in 100% with UNCF and, of course, find a way to honor one of my heroes in life, and that would be Frederick Douglass. And we all know what this great man stood for and the sacrifices that he made just to pursue an education. So when you follow his path and you understand his story, there is so much correlation to what UNCF has been doing, and especially HBCUs nationwide.
And you're doing just that by the creation of this new scholarship program that is an honor and named after Frederick Douglass. Tell me about why you wanted to create that.
Well, first of all, the bicentennial of his birth was the right time to do it. It was my belief that there are a lot of students, not only across our great nation, but around the world, who may take education for granted. And this is such a wonderful opportunity because, you see, education in and of itself is not just about any individual. It is about all those that you can help bring forward.
Well, you could have made this scholarship available to any student at any college, right? I mean, the idea and some of the economic constraints and frustrations and burdens of pursuing higher education in this country is really universally felt. So why was it so important to you, Tony Signore, to make sure that you provide it to students at HBCUs?
Okay. So I've had the opportunity over a number of years with three of my own children to visit campuses from coast to coast, from Harvard to USC and everything in between. So visiting more than 35 campuses, speaking to students during the tours, speaking to administration, you know, I learned a great deal about those environments. There's something different going on at HBCUs. The love and the care and the engagement in community is like none other. I believe so deeply in them, and the numbers are there to support it. This is not just because I have an empathetic view. You know, I'm a business person at heart as well. And here I am with my family making a fairly significant contribution. So I want to ensure it's going to the right places. Do you know that while HBCUs only make up about 3% of all the colleges and the universities, HBCU alum produce 80% of black judges, 50% of lawyers and doctors have their degrees from HBCUs, yet they only make up 3% of all the colleges. Think about those numbers. And it's not just that. It's not just the success and the quality of the education that they receive from an HBCU, but I also think it's very important. They learn so much more about heroes that they can relate to all around them. And we don't learn about many of these great heroes who built this nation. I can spend an hour and a half with you talking about HBCUs because of my personal and deep involvement. I hope you can gather that from our discussion.
Oh, no, I think your passion is palpable and it's appreciated in the sense of especially bringing it to the notion of it being just a business sense. I mean, it just makes sense to support those that can provide exponential contributions to our community and our society, and to recognize it, and not just to recognize it from a distance and take a bird's eye 10,000 feet up in the air view of, oh, well, that's a good way. That we should do something about that, but to actually do something about it. I'm talking to Tony Signore, who is the founder and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial Scholarship Program. But speaking of students who have benefited from this program, Tony, you met a young man, and a young man actually is a recipient of the scholarship program. His name is Alan Johnson from Morris College in Sumter, South Carolina. Were you able to be there and see a presentation? What's entailed as part of the program you provide?
Okay. Well, first of all, given the fact that this scholarship is in honor of and named after Frederick Douglass, the criteria and the bar had to rise to the highest level. And so candidates have to be from HBCUs nationwide. They have to maintain a cumulative average minimum of 3.5. And they have to have demonstrated leadership involvement in organizations not only on campus but off campus. Maintaining such a high GPA and demonstrating a great deal of community service, because this is what Douglass was all about.
A comprehensive contribution.
Absolutely. You said it best, Laura. Getting back to the recipient of the award, Alan Johnson is just another one of those remarkable individuals. Growing up in Irvington, New Jersey, had some challenges at home. And even though he loved school and he loved studying and he loved bringing home outstanding grades, the family was disrupted and he was put into a foster home. And he was very worried, I learned, about his ideals of pursuing an education when that happened. But he was very fortunate. He was placed into a foster home with a very loving family, and specifically a foster mom by the name of Latarasha Foy Richardson, who saw something special in this young man. And she moved the family with Alan to Sumter, South Carolina, and enrolled him in high school there. He did very well, and then, of course, enrolled at Morris College. And do you know, this young man, since the first class that he attended at Morris College 4 years ago, because he's graduating in May, he has not achieved anything less, Laura, than a 4.0 in wow. every single one of his classes, and yet he finds time to give back. He's so deeply involved in his community, which is another critical pillar of UNCF and what they stand for. See, UNCF is not just about raising $5 billion and providing $100 million in scholarship money every single year, but they are the most influential and tireless advocates of community engagement amongst minorities across the country. Community engagement, as you know, is critical. So they want to help the students holistically.
We are talking to Tony Signore, who is the founder and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial Scholarship Program.
Thank you very much. I hope I'm able to articulate to your millions of listeners how important it is to be able to just give back a little of your time. And it's not about necessarily dollars and cents. Go and volunteer, visit HBCUs, just get involved in your community. And that's a wonderful way of paying it forward, because that's what makes our great nation better. Do you agree?
Of course. I mean, the idea of making sure that I always talk about here, democracy is not a spectator sport, and neither is humanity.
Right.
And you really have to get involved, and you have to do what you can to be the change you want to see in the world. And sometimes, depending upon your means and your interest, it can mean very different things for people. It's really a fluid discussion to have, and you've really translated that into this particular scholarship fund, among so many other things you've done. Tony Signore, the real deal. And he has shown how proven and invested he is in ensuring that people are getting a fair shake, that they have access to what they need, and can become a part of and a contributing member of their communities, even beyond their immediate geography. So thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. All the best, and God bless you.